Speaking to reporters in Atlanta, U.S. Senator Saxby Chambliss said the federal government has money to help Metro Atlanta maintain some existing roads and highways. However, the Georgia Republican said there's not funding for the future.
We don't have the money in the Highway Trust Fund now to build new roads. We don't have the money in the Highway Trust Fund to build rail lines that will take some of the pressure off of the transportation issues that we have in this country.
Chambliss said Metro Atlanta and Georgia overall needs a different way to pay for new roads and rail. He hopes skeptical voters view the proposed transportation sales tax as that new funding method. Another member of Congress speaking elsewhere in Atlanta said these types of votes send clear messages to Washington.
I didn't come here to tell you what to do. You got a referendum, and the citizens of this region will make a decision.
Florida Republican John Mica chairs the U.S. House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. Mica told the Atlanta chapter of the Urban Land Institute and the Center for Quality Growth, communities that don't invest in transportation on the front end could lose the race to win federal transportation funds.
If you want to see your portion of transportation go to someplace else, if you aren't ready, it will now go somewhere else where they are ready.
Meanwhile, a new WSB Rosetta Stone poll indicates most voters oppose the tax plan. 56% said no, 33% said yes, with 12% undecided. Charles Edwards, WABE News.